welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Welcome to the Brother Stream Show!
Hello!
Hey! I'm Simon.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Andrew.
And first off, we need to say sorry for missing a week. We are truly sorry.
So you're apologizing to me?
I'm apologizing to everyone. I'm apologizing to Edward. He tweeted in this morning and said that his commute was incredibly boring and dull because he didn't have...
Because he was listening to an old episode of the Stream Show.
Possibly. But anyway, we're sorry, Edward and other listeners.
We would have had a show, but we were busy.
Yeah.
Andrew, what were you up to?
So, well, too much to say, really.
Okay, Simon?
I think that particular week we were busy getting things together for a trip that we're taking to London, which you can't really talk about why. And in fact, even once we've done it, we might not even be able to tell you about it. But we were doing that, and that takes a while because those forms are incredibly long.
I wouldn't know. I'm not going.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
This is
not a podcast-related trip.
No. We haven't been asked to podcast in front of the Queen. Not yet. We might at some stage.
Can you ask her when you're there?
Now you've said where we're going. They can piece it together.
But those forms are very long. I like the "Are you a terrorist?" question. I always think that's a fun one.
What? Is that on the form?
On a visa application, they ask you to check a box, yes or no, if you're a terrorist.
And you must, I mean, you've got to be a terrible terrorist if you if you're checking yes. it's I've given the game away.
I have a feeling that's not one that you can go back and revise. It's like as you click on that button, so your form shuts down and people come smashing through your window.
Deletes all the files on your computer.
Yeah. If only it was not an electronic form and you could tick it and then Tippex it out and tick the other one just to see what they do.
Oops. Turn it into a smiley face.
It's like
or
very
something.
Clearly been Tippexed out.
It was also the state of the nation in between while we were busy. I have nothing to say on that other than it caused quite a lot of traffic.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Was it?
Yeah, I watched a good portion of it.
Okay.
And the highlights for me were one of the politicians using the word factions. And then very soon after that, the chairman of the House said that he wasn't allowed to use the word factions. It's unparliamentary. To which the DA members sort of stood up and said, "What are you talking about? It's just a word. You can say it. You're talking rubbish." To which the chairperson then said to the DA member, I don't like that you said I'm talking rubbish, so please leave. And he's like, "Well, you were talking rubbish, and I will leave to not listen to your rubbish anymore."
I can't believe I missed this.
Then the only other comment worth mentioning was that at the end of one of the other speakers' talks, he called presumably our president a political dwarf.
Okay.
And to which the Speaker of the House said, "No, please withdraw that, because I don't want you calling anyone a dwarf in this thing." And he's like, "It's a metaphor."
I'm kind of worried. You've said the word now factions quite a lot in this podcast.
I have. This is a very unparliamentary podcast.
And I'm just, often in podcasts, you have to tick whether there's bad language in the podcast or not. And every week we normally get away with ticking no. But now that you said factions so many times, I'm worried that we're going to have people knocking down the doors.
I think you should beep it out. Beep out the word factions.
Make Andrew.
But they wouldn't know what
content.
Word we were talking about because all the times it's been beeped out.
Yeah. That would be pretty interesting. But make Andrew look like he's swearing and make Parliament look like it's really lost it.
I was involved in quite a strange situation in a couple of days leading up to the State of the Nation. I was driving here to Simon's place. I saw all these blue flashing lights coming down Musenberg Way, and I assumed they would just be on the M3, and I completely missed them because I was going under the bridge. But by the time I'd turned and done this under the bridge thing, they were all there coming from the other end. There were about 15 like black government vehicles with flashing blue lights, and one not government vehicle in the middle of all that, also with lights.
Ooh.
I assume moving presidents around, etc. And I'm like awkwardly trying to indicate to get into this lane in amongst this like brigade of cars, almost like a funeral procession, like trying to squeeze your way into the middle of one of those. It was very kind of strange because I thought, if I'm that close to this and something goes off, you know, assassination attempt, then that's going to be a bad place for me. But there was nothing I could do. I had to join the line. So I got on the end of this brigade, basically, 15 cars, and then they pulled into that big presidential house nearby here.
Yeah.
Very scary.
And if something had kicked off, then you would have had to tick that terrorist block in the visa form. So.
Totally.
You said that one of the cars, just the one, was different to the others.
I assume it's like a red herring. So
I was going to say maybe it's just like an unfortunate Uber. The president picks them up.
They did have the lights though.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It could have just been a cell phone, I guess.
The other day I came home and on my door there was a little letter. There's been renovations happening around the flat. And you guys would have noticed it when you came in today. I think the one
wet
door
paint.
Said it was wet paint by the gate. And you can't really open it without kind of getting your hands. It was quite frustrating. But the real weird thing was that on my front door, there was this letter saying, look, we want to paint the front doors of all the flats. So can you just leave your door open?
What?
They gave a date that everyone in the whole flat was just meant to trustingly.
That is madness.
And I mean, so part of me is like, that is weird. The other part of me thinks that that would be a really sneaky plan if you go around to a place that's having renovations and if you want to burgle them, you just put on everyone's doors, hey guys, as you can see, clearly renovations going on. We're going to paint your door. Just leave it open. Promise nothing will happen.
And are you going to leave it open?
We wrote a note back on the note and just saying, no, rather just call us and we'll see if we can get back and be there.
You don't want to have somebody steal our podcast.
No, I mean, that would be awful. A stolen podcast.
And release it early. Pre-beeps.
Yeah, we should leak our podcast online early.
Think they'll work.
Maybe.
I mean, they're early because there's no actual deadline. You could just say they're meant to come out on a Wednesday and every week they're coming out early.
Adds hype.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I need some honesty from you guys here.
Okay.
Which one of you pees in the shower ever?
No.
Yeah, definitely.
No.
Never ever?
No.
Yes, definitely.
Always. As a rule, no.
Pretty much always.
Okay, what's the rule? Why?
Because don't pee where you shower.
Good
I think
rule.
Is the rule.
Yeah. It sounds legit. It sounds like an actual rule.
But I do have friends who do pee where they shower.
So I have a thing with my shower where every now and again, it's not my shower. Let's be honest. This happens with most showers.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and again, it will get a bit clogged up and so the water will begin to rest.
Yeah.
In
obviously, that's not a great shower to pee.
I still pee in that shower.
Oh, my goodness.
All I do is I then hoist my legs up into the side because there's a nice little level there. And then I just in those cases I save the urination till the end of the shower.
Okay.
And then just let it all drain out.
So you're quite determined to pee in the shower.
Yes. So there's really no occasion where I won't pee in the shower. And even I'm okay with peeing in other friends' showers.
Yeah.
I'm okay with peeing in shower baths.
Oh my goodness. Now, what Dylan's done here is by saying I need some honesty, implying that we think
honesty.
That we're gonna get something out of him. He's got a lot out of you.
Mm. Well, it's good. It sets up the thing I need to say.
Okay.
The confession. I went swimming the other day in St. James.
Oh, dear.
And
I don't pee in the ocean. You maniac.
And I stepped on what I was convinced is an urchin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so
and he was like, please, sir, can I get some food?
I peed on my own foot in the shower.
Well.
Okay.
In an attempt to do whatever Baywatch makes you think peeing on a foot would do.
I would say that that's an acceptable use of pee in the shower.
But it's weird.
I would say that's the only acceptable use of pee in the shower.
It felt strange.
Can I?
You don't normally pee in the shower, I take it.
I don't usually pee on myself in the shower. Is no one understanding there's a difference here?
Can I just say that I'm very hurt?
Yeah.
I've called up a text conversation we had.
Mm.
Oh, dear.
Dylan's. I asked, how was your morning swim? Because I knew that Dylan was going swimming.
You did.
He said, was pretty good, very cold. I may have stepped on an urchin, foot sore. I said, oblique, if you need, I can pee on your foot later.
Yeah.
With a smiley face.
You did plant the seed of the idea.
And then Dylan said, ha ha ha, on stage, because we were performing that night. And he said, performance art.
That would have been quite a good piece. I think that could have won an award.
Yeah, then I wrote, ovation award. Now, the problem with this is that I feel like I offered my services and you went and did it yourself.
I was not taking it very seriously at the time. It was quite sore. But then the next day, my foot was like numb. And so I thought, actually, there might be something in this. And right now, it's not as bad. So is that just the time that normal things heal in and I didn't stand on an urchin at all? Or do I have magical pee?
Hoist it up.
I'll
let's
let
see.
You be
let's
the judge.
Let's see the
there's like a little black dot under the heel.
Okay.
I don't see it.
Mm. I'm very happy.
Peed it out.
If you want, you can just go for a walk in my shower just now and seep up whatever else
athlete's
is there.
Athlete's pee.
I was on Facebook and I think I clicked into a news article, but basically it was about like a young Islamic girl that had taken up dancing. But the beginning of the headline said, teenage Muslim ballerina. Which sounds
teenage
a lot like
mutant ballerina. Teenage mutant ballerina.
Teenage mutant ballerina. Hero in a burqa.
Muslim power. That is good. Is that why you clicked on it?
Pretty much.
That is what a headline is meant for. They've done well.
So I don't know what that's about, but I just that's a great headline.
That is good. I've got a problem with my car.
Again?
Oh, no. Yeah. So, I've never really gone for the stitch in time saves nine motto, but I think I should have in this case. At some stage, the handle that one would close the door with, you know, pull on the door via the handle, it closes. This is not something one usually has to think about. That's a sturdy thing. That stays there, the door closes.
It literally has one job.
It has one job, and it's failed. The rivet on one end like flew out at some stage and so I couldn't then pull the door closed via that, so I started pulling it closed via that little compartment at your leg that you sometimes put CDs in.
Okay, yeah.
And then the other day I pulled it closed by that, which I've probably been doing for the last 2 months, and the whole door pretty much came off on the inside. So now I've got like I have to open the window, pull it closed by the window, and then close the window again. I think it's literally hanging on.
Soon the window's going to fall out.
The door, the inside door frame is hanging on by, I think, that little piece that pops up and down to show you whether the door is locked or not. It's bad. And if I just fix the handle when I should have. Yeah.
So are you going to fix the side of the door now, or are you going to wait until...
I've got this new method now. The window method works very well.
What's after the window?
I think the door will come off eventually.
Okay.
And
then
I think that might be good.
I'll take the other doors off and have like this cool kind of burnt out car.
Yeah. I mean, look. People pay a lot of money for those cars where the roofs come off.
Yeah.
Why not where the doors come off?
Mm.
I think if anything is going to add value to your car when that eventually falls off.
Okay. Yeah. I was hoping I could add some value to it.
Garage of Groundbreaking Inventions.
Well, welcome to the Garage of Groundbreaking Inventions. Woo. This is when we suggest things that are going to improve an area of life. And today's area of life that we're going to look at is sleeping. How do we get better sleep? What's going to improve that area of life? Does anyone have any groundbreaking ideas?
I've got a few ideas. So I think we've talked about it before that often people like to fall asleep listening to podcasts.
Yes.
Because it just kind of, it's there.
Mm.
And what I would like is something that, because you know we have fancy machines nowadays where you can go and you can test your sleep and they can see your REM waves or I don't know how it works, but clearly
sounds like you do know how it works.
Yeah, clearly by now we have devices that can tell whether you are asleep or not by your heart rate, by your breathing rate, something like that.
Okay.
So what I want is that integrated into my podcast machine, so that my podcast turns off when I fall asleep.
That is groundbreaking.
And like rewinds maybe, I don't know, 2 minutes.
Ooh. Why would it rewind 2 minutes?
Because, you know, when you're almost asleep, then you're not really listening.
But that's now, true. Don't you find when a podcast ends and that silence is startling enough to wake you up?
Well, this machine can gradually soft fade over 30 seconds so that you don't notice.
I'm in.
I'm pretty sure that there would be an app that would have that. I think you just need to speak to the right people.
Mm. But I don't think the earbuds we have currently are capable of this.
Well, Apple.
Oh, here we go.
Which brings me on to my next idea.
Wait, hang on. Just before you go on, I want to talk about this idea with the podcast because I once downloaded an app that was meant to be revolutionary. It would actually monitor your sleep. So you put it on the bed. It would be an app for your phone. You put the phone on your bed. It would be able to tell kind of when you've fallen asleep, when you've woken up. And what it would do...
Well, there you go.
No. But what it would do, though, is it was actually an alarm app. And the idea was, like, there's certain times when it's better to wake up. Certain times in your REM, whatever it is. So it would try bringing its alarm, like perhaps in one of those moments where you were more susceptible to being awake. But the problem is, what would happen is that you would set your alarm for like 7 and it would deem that a 5:30 is the best time for you to wake up. Yeah. And that was awful.
That sounds like it's very much for the retired. Yeah. Who like don't really mind what time of day they get up or go to sleep.
It's very frustrating. It's like, no app, you're wrong. This is not making me feel more awake. It's making me feel more sad.
Plus, you go to bed stressed. Like, am I going to wake up in time for work?
Totally.
Is this thing going to wake me up at 9, 10?
Yeah, I didn't want to wake you. You're sleeping so well. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, my other idea still has to do with podcasts or something else. It's called the Chillo, and it's basically it's a pillow that will play white noise or whale songs or, I don't know, the sound of light rain on a tin roof.
Okay.
Relaxes you.
Hello, we'll play it.
So it's not the whole thing is we have spoken about this before, but I can't sleep with earbuds in. It's all tangled and I get all frustrated and it hurts. I don't have the fancy expensive headphones that Simon has.
Just come with the phone, really.
Well, that's nice.
Costs an arm and a leg.
And so what I'm saying is your pillow has built-in speakers so that it's right there. And also, if you are being attacked by a noisy mosquito, this will be able to drown out the sound of that thing. So it won't wake you up.
I do like that.
Yeah.
But, all right. But you're assuming... I think you're better off with the headphones because I'm pretty sure a pillow that has a speaker in is going to be quite uncomfortable to lay your head upon.
No, nonsense.
Yeah, what if you roll over onto a speaker?
No, it'll be cleverly designed so that it's comfortable.
Oh, it'll be cleverly designed.
Obviously, it's cleverly designed.
Okay.
So why not
It can be on the extremities of the pillow. No one goes to the edge of the pillow.
Do.
No, you don't.
You must see. I don't know what goes on in the middle of the night. I almost want to set up a camera like Paranormal Activity and see what I'm doing. Because I go to sleep one way and wake up like another person. It's bizarre. Like the pillow turns a 90-degree angle.
Okay.
So it's like lengthways with my body. And I'm kind of holding onto it like you would hold onto a log if you were falling out of a tree. The headphones are like wrapped around my neck and face and ear and arm. I'm kind of diagonal across the bed sometimes. Like I'm on my side when I went to bed on my back or on my face when I went.
Sounds like you have a ghost.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'd like to see. And then you wake up and you look and you've got like wire-shaped... imprints in your body and face from lying all over them.
I look, Andrew, I feel like you could just get Apple headphones and then you won't need the pillow. Just saying.
All right. Well, if any listener wants to send me the Apple headphones to test this theory, please feel free.
Not me.
I've the last couple of times, and this is, I mean, you'll hear this from lots of couples that share a bed, but the last couple of nights I have gotten back into my bed and, as cliche as it is, my wife has somehow managed to wrap herself completely in the sheet that we sometimes use when it's a bit too hot to actually have a duvet. So she's kind of wrapped like a little cocoon in the sheet, so there's no chance I'm getting underneath the nice gentler fabric to rest in when it's such hot weather. But then she's also unfortunately lying on top of the folded up duvet, so there's
and
no
all
way
your linens from the cupboard she's taken those.
So there's no way to get the duvet kind of on top of my body because now it's folded in half and lying underneath her legs, and I can't get the sheet because that's out of action.
And she's asleep at this point.
Point, and like she does normally wake up a bit when I come into the room. She normally wakes up and goes, "Dad," which is very strange.
Ooh.
Because her dad hasn't
there's some insight.
Yeah, her dad hasn't been checking her sleep for hopefully years, unless he just does pop right from time to time when I don't know. So basically, I think this is a common problem. You'll often hear people speak of this. If they just create blankets that are stretchable enough, problem solved. So you create every blanket with the ability to kind of give more than it would appear to have. So in any situation where there is a blanket that is unfortunately underneath someone, or where there is just the thing of like the one person's got the majority of the blanket, you just pull it kind of just stretches it out a bit more, and then you kind of solve, they haven't been affected and you're okay.
Have a big problem with this. I feel it's going to be relative to the amount it can give anyway, so the person who's got or the blanket then has all the blanket. So you go, oh, if only you could stretch a bit more.
So I'm visioning
this. They need to invent one that can stretch and then stretch some more, because they've taken up all the stretch too.
So I'm envisioning this. Maybe how it works is that, like, midway through the blankets, at the halfway mark, that's mm-hmm. where all the extra material is stored or something.
Mm-hmm.
So when the person on the right hand side pulls their thing, they're only really pulling out of their right hand side.
Well, now you've stumbled
material.
Upon something. What if the blanket was stapled down the middle to the bed?
Ooh.
So almost like a book.
Very interesting.
So one person's got their off, pull it over.
But, you could still steal the other side.
Take them both.
Yeah, exactly.
Good
Just,
point.
Yeah. But I think this is a great idea, particularly if you're in a hostage situation and you need to tie the bed sheets together. You're going to get even further down the wall with the extra stretchy sheets.
That is so true.
That should be the primary function of this thing, really.
you
can also get a good
floor.
Night's sleep with it, apparently.
Yeah.
Interesting. I know that if I'm watching a movie and I'm on a couch, I'm more susceptible to falling asleep about, let's say, 2/3 of the way through that movie, especially if it's quite a talky-talky movie, not an action-y movie.
The moment has words.
Yeah. So you fall asleep, but everyone knows as soon as the credits hit, you wake up and you go, oh, I've missed it. Or somebody goes, oh, what do you think? And you go, yeah, it was really good. So they need to make movies to watch in bed without credits. So they're like 9-hour-long movies, maybe, that are a lot of talky-talky.
Okay.
The credits never hit, so you never wake up at the end. And your bed has to be a couch. So replace your bed with a couch and pop on a 9-hour talky movie.
All right, I'm pretty sure there are going to be 9-hour talkie movies. I remember when we were at Grantstown 2 years ago, there were reports of that movie that was 24 hours long or something ridiculous.
That is a terrible idea.
So you could just put that on and sleep for literally days or one day.
I think it's not too bad an idea, because I fall asleep in bed watching TV all the time and then you wake up and the DVD is on its menu.
Yes.
So now if that never went back to the menu, you'd never wake up. I think the logic is sound.
Surely
what you're looking for is a good marathon of Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Although, it can't be that interesting, because I would want to stay awake to find out what happens.
Yeah.
Selena. Selena?
Marlena,
sorry.
She would explain why your room was being haunted.
Would you rather...
Welcome to Would You Rather. This is the round in which I've asked hypothetical questions to the internet. And by I mean another Twitter feed has asked. And I've gone and stolen them. The internet has weighed in and said what they would rather. But let's first discuss what we would do and then see if we think what we know the internet would do too. So our first one is, would you rather never speak again? Think about that. Let that sink in. Or say everything that's on your mind all the time.
Ooh. What? That's very difficult.
It's a tricky one. What do you think, Andrew?
Man. I mean, I'd like to say everything that's on my mind, but...
Well, you've just done that.
That would be dangerous.
Why?
It would be dangerous.
Say what's on your mind now.
You would just offend people constantly.
Say it.
I don't think you would offend people. You're such a wholesome person.
Yeah, on the outside.
On the inside, you're filth.
Yeah. But then again, not speaking forever.
I've toyed with the idea of doing a day of silence. Full day.
How long have you got?
Well, I haven't done it yet. After watching that
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine. I thought, that character I quite liked. I wonder what that's like.
What we could do, if you want to, is we could just mute your channel in this podcast and you can listen to the podcast back and see whether, trying out in a social situation, whether you think silence has worked for you.
I think it's going to be quite odd that you are responding to a lot of things that I've somehow said, even though I've not said a thing.
Well, this is the thing, is I was thinking, I think I would rather not say anything again, because there are other ways to communicate, writing, dance.
You have to dance everything that's on your mind all the time.
So
that'd be exhausting.
Sign language is the obvious one.
I guess people go to sign language before dance.
Okay, so you think you would rather... Never speak again.
Yeah, yes. I'll go with that as well.
Can I sing again?
doesn't really say here in the notes.
I could just sing everything and it'll be like I'm in a musical, which is great for me. It's not going to be great for other people. I think after a period of time, people are going to get very upset.
Also, the problem with this living your life as a musical is that you also need like a full piece orchestra to be in on the thing and possibly some scene changes and choreographers. Otherwise, it's going to get quite annoying to just be like a cappella.
I'm having some toast. But if you get a particularly good collection of ringtones, you might be able to circumvent the problem.
Okay, so like, I'm going to have my breakfast and then I will read.
Well, here's an idea. I mean, what you could do is you could speak all of the time, but just have some handy tape around so that you can tape your mouth shut. And so you're kind of always mumbling.
People would want to know what you're saying.
You're always mumbling and then you
walk up to someone and half have a conversation and then go, oh, just hold on quickly. They're going to go, what on earth was that? I wish I'd heard that part.
Yeah, that's going to look very dodgy. Okay, but I'm still sticking by what I said. I think I would like to never say anything again, and I think that most people are going to choose that because people have realized that if they look too far deep into their own abyss, it is a dangerous place to be.
Okay. I would never say anything again, but I think people would rather just say everything all the time.
Okay. Well,
because they do. That's Twitter, basically.
I was going to say, I forgot that this is on the internet. People on the internet don't have any filter.
No.
I changed my vote.
Too late. Too late, you sleep right. Stop saying what's on your mind. You are both correct in that case. 70% of the world have said that they would say anything that's on their mind all the time.
And they just told you that straight up.
They did. Here's another one. Would you rather have a dragon or would you rather be a dragon? Which I find quite a fun change question.
Do they specify what kind of dragon? Like,
they don't, but like I think that's for us to do.
Like a Lord of the Rings Harry Potter style dragon or like Puff, the magic dragon?
What was magic about him?
He lived by the sea.
That's not that magic.
He frolicked in the autumn mist.
I've never seen him cross
God,
a spell.
The magic Hitchens lives by the sea. Nope, sorry guys, I just live by the sea. I'm not magic. Stop saying I'm magical.
What about that that little dragon from that game on PS1?
Spyro. Yeah, he was quite cute. He was one of the cuter dragons.
Yep.
You don't often get a cute dragon. Normally, dragons are quite ferocious. If I was the dragon, would I get to speak like Sean Connery?
That is the greatest dragon of all, really.
Yeah.
Draco. Which dragon? What?
From Dragonheart.
I haven't seen it.
Draco the dragon from Dragonheart. They really push it down your throat. So, you would know if you'd seen that.
Because
I'm looking for a knight of the old code.
Because I think if I was going to be a dragon, I would pick him.
Yeah.
Because there's been this talk about who is the new James Bond going to be. Is it going to be a black guy? Because there hasn't yet to be a black James Bond. Mm. Imagine if they went with a dragon James Bond. That would make things so interesting.
Okay.
So I would choose to be the Sean Connery dragon and then be in James Bond. Yeah.
An acting dragon.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew?
I don't think I want to be a dragon. I think there's a lot of hatred towards dragons, particularly medieval type films. Mm-hmm. You're always trying to kill them. That seems to be the main function.
Be a dragon now.
They're always the villain.
About Peter?
When is a dragon not a villain?
People from
Peter.
Yeah, the organization.
Yeah.
People against the treatment of dragons.
Pitted. No, I think I would rather have one as a pet, but leads to problems.
You're going to have a very big garden.
How do you feed them? So in that, no, I'm going back. I want to be a dragon. Okay, I'd rather not have
they eat roast chicken in Dragonheart. You really need to watch Dragonheart. It's amazing.
Probably. And I think most people would also want to be a dragon.
No, okay. I think most people want
because
to
own all
a dragon.
Because they've all watched the Hobbit and they saw how rad Smaug was and they all love Benedict Cumberbatch. So
I think they've more likely all watched Game of Thrones and seen how much those dragons actually are more like pets, whereas Smaug is never like... There's never a moment when you're watching that where you go, I wish I could have him as a
pet.
You
know, he's badass.
You don't picture that beyond the cave somewhere. There's just someone going, here's Smaug, come, Dindin Simes. So, yeah, I think most people are going to want to own a dragon and I want to be a dragon.
Okay, well, you're right that people would want to own a dragon.
Yes!
78% right.
Wow, that's a lot of people who like doing quizzes and have watched Game of Thrones.
Yes, that is. Well, in this room, it's probably about 78% of us. 66. Would you rather have to sneeze but can't?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather have something stuck in your eye for a year?
Sneeze but can't.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah. Definitely.
It's interesting.
Because that is like, that's not a completely unpleasant experience. Whereas having something stuck in your eye, you can't see, it's always irritating.
For a year, though.
It's only for 365 days. Come on, Andrew. You can put up with that.
I can't put up with that for 5 minutes.
Think about when you're old.
Your head's under the tap. You'd have to spend your life under the tap.
When you say that you're going to constantly...
I mean, it's not a knife that's stuck in your eye. It's like, you know, oh, I've got a hair. That kind of thing.
When you say, oh, yeah, that's a great excuse to wear an eye patch as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. When you say that, it would be like you're going to sneeze, but you can't. Do you think it's a continual feeling or continual at least going...
Well, it depends how... I mean, when that happens, do you then have to do it straight away again or does it go away for a while?
Well, that's what I'm asking you because I want to know...
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Well, I'm
in real life, when it happens, does that happen?
In real life, no, you would generally... No, it would go away for a while.
Yeah.
You'd either sneeze or go away and you probably wouldn't come back.
That much is clear. You cannot sneeze.
Because if it was every, you know, 2 hours, then maybe the odd like, is okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
For your entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do it. I'll take that one, and I think other people would also take that. I'm going to go all in.
I'm going to say that in case it's the constant need to sneeze, in case it's literally like, like you're being choked by someone, I'm going to go for...
That sounds like the constant need to throw up. Lurching.
I'm going to go with then just having something stuck in my eye, and I think other people would go with that too.
All right, down the middle at last. Well, I can tell you now that 86% of the entire population of planet Earth would rather have to sneeze but can't.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe it? We've only got two more of these. Woo! Would you rather have fingers as long as legs or legs as long as fingers?
Really
tiny legs or really long fingers?
Yeah.
Now, I imagine there would be benefits to having really long fingers.
Yeah? What are they?
What?
Tickling. You'd be able to tickle people from afar. That'd be quite fun. You'd probably be pretty good at instruments.
Well, everything would be the same just from however long your leg is away.
No, yeah. But
it's like you wouldn't use that whole finger to strum a guitar.
No, but for piano, for example, you'd have a bigger reach on the notes.
Yeah, that's true.
A really funny image.
Play two pianos at the same time.
Totally. All those things where it's two men playing like two pianos, you can have two pianos, one man.
Okay.
It's a new internet sensation.
Yeah, just don't watch it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Whereas obviously legs that are short like fingers, you just wouldn't be able to support your weight, I imagine. I mean, let's get practical here.
Yeah,
well, almost looks like SpongeBob SquarePants in my head. He's probably got legs as long as fingers relative to his body.
I mean,
no, they're not. Presumably, they're not structurally like fingers. They're just the same. They're just short. They're just very short, and so you wouldn't get much of a jump.
No, but you've got a whole leg in there. It's not like, you know, the size of your foot is the size of a finger. So your foot would be smaller relatively. Your shin would be smaller, like the first part of your knuckle.
Yeah,
your knee is obviously your knuckle.
So I think long gangly fingers is an immense hazard, and I would probably just take the short legs and hop in a wheelchair, cruise around.
Okay.
Cruise around.
So you've chosen
with my normal fingers. Yeah, totally.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, you've dedicated yourself to only a one piano playing life.
What is the nation? True. Well, you can't even play one with normal fingers. He's a guitar man. What do you think the nation has said?
I think they've probably actually gone for the legs being shorter.
Yeah.
So you're down the thing. You split.
Yeah, double.
60% of the galaxy has said fingers as long as legs.
What?
So, you know, think
why?
About that.
Well, they are correct.
A little harder. They are. It's also good for cleaning out the inside of computers. Sometimes you have to reach around and find a little space underneath a wire. Or like when you're plugging in like a hard drive, it's quite difficult.
Yeah, but just remember, your finger is incredibly long. It still only has two joints.
Yeah.
So you can't really get in
this. No, we've moved on from
that. Okay, all right.
Would you rather sit in a white room for 8 hours a day for £100,000? obviously mm-hmm. that, I guess that's your salary.
Yeah.
So £100,000 a year, maybe. Or have an interesting job for only £50,000. So mm. half the money, interesting job.
Well, I'd definitely well, go with half the
good,
money.
Pretty good pay.
Full money.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a year. It does seem silly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's ever, and that's the only money you can ever earn. So either... No, but then that's too little money. The internet has failed me.
Well,
and I have failed it.
Yeah, I'm going to just say I would rather just have the normal job for...
But yeah. what would the internet say?
The same.
I don't think the internet wouldn't. I think the...
Internet, some steaks.
I think the younger... Goodness. I think the younger people that are on the interwebs these days are just going to be
they
like...
They sit in a room.
Oh, that sounds amazing, getting paid for doing nothing. Yeah. I would like to do that.
They could have their phones in that room.
But older people that have been in situations where they have been paid for doing hardly anything, I think will go, actually, it's much better when you're getting more job satisfaction from your work.
Sure.
Nice. Richard, I hope you're listening to that. you are correct alongside... 73% of... Well, actually, Andrew, you're correct.
I think I was going to say.
73% of the world. I guess the young people weren't voting that day.
Yeah, they might have been doing other things.
They were too busy staring at a white wall watching Snapchat.
Is it true? Is it false? True or false?
That's right. We don't know if it's true or false. This is true or false. And we've all prepared a story. It's either true or false.
Keep saying true or false.
We're going to present it as a true or false statement. And the other people will have to determine whether it's true or false.
Hooray.
Who would like to go first?
Well, I'll be going first today. I believe our category is computer stories.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. We all know it's a fact that I once crashed my primary school computer network by trying to send... a computer game home to my new email address that
has,
I got.
Has Anonymous contacted you yet?
No, I think they're too busy doing something else here in South Africa. What was that they were doing?
They hacked websites. That's what they do.
Oh, well, anyway. So that's a fact. We're not going to go into that one.
I genuinely can't remember whether that was a fact.
I did think about bringing it up, but then I thought, I think I've said that on this show. I think I've said that on Dr. Street Medicine Brothers. I think I've said that on the Emergency Podcasting System. You can go back to our website and find all of those. So, but did you know, and this is true, mm-hmm. that on another occasion at the same primary school,
yeah.
I was kicked out of the computer system. Ooh. I was banned from computers for a year. Is my fact.
Wow. Okay, well, the obvious question is, what kind of computers were they?
I believe they would have been 486, maybe. VGA or Super VGA.
Sounds plausible.
Not EGA. Were you pre-EGA days?
Was EGA after VGA?
No, EGA was before VGA.
Yeah, so then I was post-EGA days.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I guess the second most important question is, oh, no. Why?
Why? Because I'm a badass. Okay. Put me in primary school. Punk ass.
Okay, so punk
definitely.
Ass.
Yeah.
You're in this computer lab. Mm. I'm guessing that's how you got kicked out, as you were in this lab at some stage and you did something.
Well, you have to be in the lab to be kicked out of the lab. Yeah, they can't kick you out of the lab if you're out the lab.
I might have been misleading. I wasn't kicked out of an actual room. I was... banned from my username and my ability to use computers.
You were
in
expunged
the school
from the system. You were excommunicated.
Yes, that's all right. I was put onto Exile Island in Survivor.
So let's think before we go to Dylan.
Okay.
Let's think what he could have done.
Right.
All right. So back then we're using Pegasus Mail.
Yeah.
The world hasn't realized that you can just open email in a browser.
Netscape.
So he's in Pegasus.
We're playing Treasure Mountain.
What kind of... He's mailed stuff to his school.
Yeah.
From school to home, and that wasn't good.
Hmm.
But he did, that's not the thing that got him expunged from
probably,
the list.
Probably a risky pick.
It could be a risky pick.
I'm not thinking very risky. I'm thinking, you know, just like slightly
moderate,
risky. Yeah.
Moderate bikinis. Sexiness. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Would it help to know what year this was?
Yes.
Then ask.
What year was
Can't
this?
Tell.
Okay, interesting. Can't
it
tell
was,
the year.
It would have been what grade? What 1998 is right. Grade 6 or standard 4 as well?
Okay, standard 4.
Then.
You are kind of in that in the risky pictures. But
I'm sorry, I wasn't in any risky pictures in standard 4. Not that I know of.
I think he wouldn't have been that because he'd probably been less inclined to share that
okay.
in the podcast. maybe it's gaming. Maybe he was sneaking in playing games after school they shouldn't be playing, like Doom or Duke or one of those things.
I appreciate the sidebar, but yeah. I feel like we could just be asking Dylan these questions.
I am here. I am a resource. I'm like an encyclopedia or whatever.
So why were you kicked out, apart from being a badass? What badass thing did you do?
Well, there's the real question. What badass thing did I do?
Yeah.
We had...
Shake it, baby.
Yeah, there was a bit of that screen grab. There was... you mentioned Pegasus Mail. That would have been Windows 3.1, I assume.
Or 95. Okay.
So this is the thing. 95. 95 came and we got it in 98.
Yeah.
I think that's how it worked. And nobody knew about it yet. But if you held certain keys when there was a startup, you could boot up a new operating system.
Okay.
Very cool. Somebody told me about this, and so
we did safe
that.
Mode?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But they hadn't launched 95 on the thing yet. Everyone was on... We were all on 3.
Oh, okay.
So we got into 95, right?
All right.
You can picture the blue sky. You can picture the green hills.
Did you just go nuts with the floating window screensaver?
No, that's what got you into trouble. No, that's Vista. No, that's XP. You think about XP.
95 had that too.
The green hills.
I'm sure it did. And the window is in the middle.
95 had clouds.
It had clouds.
Okay, I've remembered a fact wrong.
Or he's
anyway,
making
carry
up
on.
The story.
Carry on with your so-called
look,
truth.
Don't let that be the part that makes you think this isn't true. It's definitely true. So, so then via 95, we discovered that you could... This is me and a friend, by the way. I keep saying we. There's two people now. That you could access...
This is just me and that Microsoft paperclip.
Yeah. So, you want
to
do something
would
naughty?
Would you like to get kicked out of the group?
We found out that you could access the people's folders, personal folders.
Right.
Where people store all their things that they would never have thought could be accessed by anyone else.
Yeah. Their Camel Maths updates.
Yeah. And Fatty Bear's fun pack. And we accessed these and had fun posting like people's personal pictures that they thought were personal as screensavers.
Okay. You really were anonymous.
Yeah, so this sounds like this could all be true.
Yeah.
Because you definitely, I remember even sitting in the labs like and looking at the folder system and seeing that there was potentially a way to access other people's files.
But you didn't go there.
Well, I mean, I didn't get the chance to because I think I wasn't able to circumvent the system. I did not have the hacking skills that young Dylan used to have.
Sure.
I'm going to go with true.
I'm also going to go true. I think it's true.
And I think if it's not true, he's heard that someone else did this and has appropriated the story unto him.
I wouldn't do that. That's like telling an entire true story and changing one fact. It is
like
all
the wallpaper.
True.
It is true.
It is all true. Yeah, like the wallpaper. I forgot that part. Really. I'm quite sad that you guys didn't kind of doubt that story a little bit more along the way. This is actually, it gets worse because we went into one of the teachers' personal folders and he had, like you were saying, some risky pictures. They were like animated and I don't know. It was all strange. He didn't work there for much longer.
Oh, wow.
But by grade 7, I'd got my user privileges back. Yay.
But I would have thought that, you know, you're like the whistleblower.
Yeah.
You're like basically... found out this teacher's
obsession.
Yeah, and you kind of showed it up for what it was. You should have been like saluted as a hero.
Did you get any compensation for all of your times in exile?
I did get the administrative password.
Wow.
In grade 7.
They handed you the keys to the city.
Unbelievable. Because
some city.
Because not only did I have no friends in primary school, but now I could go to them and say, listen, if you bully me, I can have your rights removed off the thing. That got me invited to loads of parties. Anyway, it was true.
Andrew.
So my story starts in grade 10.
True.
And this is definitely a false story. It's not true.
Okay, this is an interesting.
And I went to a school which had laptops.
Yes, I believe that.
And it was an English class, and the English teacher he would just leave the class for extended periods of time.
I've seen this happen
for no real reason.
I'm gonna cut you short there.
Yeah.
Garfield. All right.
and then Odie, no. So as was his wont, he left the classroom one day, and some of us were playing Counter-Strike in the back of the classroom.
Okay, I believe that we can confirm that that is a game.
Some guys decided, well, this is an opportunity for dance. And so,
wait, were these people that had decided that they were not going to speak for the rest of their lives?
I don't think so. They were part of the debate team. And so they hooked up their laptop to the sound system that he had in his classroom.
Okay.
That's
and started
cool.
blasting YMCA and That's dancing cool. on the desk.
Okay.
At which point the teacher came back from whatever he was doing. And so a very brief panic ensued in which everyone quickly ran back to their desks and sat down.
So wait, how many people were dancing at this point?
About half the class.
Were you dancing?
I was not dancing. However,
it's a shame.
In the process of running back to their desks, they left the music on. and this was this it was blasting out YMCA while our teacher was shouting at us at the same time. And no one owned up to it until one of the boys had to go and claim his laptop back, which was clearly plugged into the machine.
Okay, now, the fact that you've really tried to tell the story in full, you've kind of like...
Yeah, there's nothing left to ask.
Yeah, you haven't really pushed... you haven't really created a space for interruptions. Makes me just feel that this is a true story that you just really wanted to share with us. And it's not really part of the true or false game whatsoever.
What so, I will ask is this. Did you have your own laptop?
I did.
Posh. Yo, I did not have a laptop in grade 10. Wow. True.
I'm thinking it's true.
Oh, yeah, it is true. I just wanted to share it.
I thought so.
It was so funny. Right.
Why didn't you dance?
I wasn't really a big dancer back then.
Was it a co-ed or all boys school?
All boys.
Interesting song choice.
Yeah, I know.
Next up was in the Navy. All right, so my definite fact is that I was quite a whiz kid.
False.
The internet obviously came out, started gaining popularity late junior school, early high school, and I was so ahead of the curve that I created my first website basically early high school. With a friend of mine.
Okay. So, do you still have these skills?
It was a different set of skills back then.
Yeah, I can't...
Particular set of
very
skills.
Particular set of skills.
I can't really remember how we created this site. I think we went to some sort of...
We?
Yeah, I said I created it with a friend.
Who's your friend?
It was the same friend that I had that got us kicked out of the privileges.
My friend was a man called Nicholas Key, who gets mentioned often on this podcast.
And do you know the URL for this site?
Well, it was probably started quite simply. Probably started with www.geocities.com.
I used AngelFire.
/ and then it would just have a whole bunch of numbers.
Okay, what was on the website? Why did you want to make it?
Well, websites were all the rage back then, so we thought we'd make a kind of a hub that would just be so popular because it would just have all the kind of information that you would want to have on it.
So like Wikipedia?
Pretty much. So we had things like pictures of Katie Holmes.
this is ringing true. Nick Key was involved.
Pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar. So there's a picture section that had some... pretty ladies on them. There was a section where we talked about, we had movie reviews, because obviously once you're done looking at pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar, you might think, what's coming out? And so there were a bunch of copy and pasted movie reviews, because we hadn't seen the movies, obviously. Right. They were still coming out.
Jurassic Park, The Matrix.
Then it had a section, had just the lyrics for It's the End of the World as We Know It. There was no real context as to why that was there. It was just a page that had click here and then it had the lyrics, which
you
is
didn't
helpful.
Say Gareth Price was involved in the creation of the site.
No,
it's his theme song.
So it was, and it had a counter. Obviously all the cool websites back then had a counter, so you could see how many people from around the world had seen this amazing group of exciting knowledge that these two young professionals had curated.
So I want to know, how many digits did your counter have?
Yo, it had...
i.e., how hopeful were you?
It had a lot of digits. It I don't know if it had a lot of... See, it's weird when you create a site that essentially consists of things that you found on other sites.
Totally.
There wasn't really much original written material from what I can recall.
I did a site that was basically the same thing, but it was all South Park links.
Okay.
So I went on to sweet.com, three E's, and basically claimed a bunch of stuff off theirs. And then mine was angelfire/something South Park links. And I thought I had this great South Park site that was going to last the ages.
Well, we had a cool name. Our site, I think we called ourselves the Fresh Melons.
The Fresh Melons?
Yeah. You know, that sounds hip. Cool, I'm going to go to freshmelons.com, see how
the only part of this thing, because I think this is all true. The only problem with this is the Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Never in my years of knowing you have you ever expressed any interest in... if it was just those two ladies, I can definitely account for Katie Holmes.
There was more than just those two. There were...
Those are just two you can remember.
Yeah, I think... No, probably all...
I was on, like, here are the two co-founders' favorite ladies.
No.
Katie Holmes and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
But I would probably say that Sarah might have been more my influence than Nick's. I think I might have brought her and good old Cindy Crawford, to the table.
Cindy Lauper.
This is a while ago.
Cindy Crawford, a while ago, was like 40.
Well, we weren't discriminatory towards the old ladies.
Okay. Let's see. Have you visited the site recently, or is it gone?
In theory, if I was telling the truth, I would say that I have tried to find it, but that was maybe 15 to 20 years ago, and I couldn't find it at all. Although I haven't tried the Wayway Back Machine. 15
to 20 years ago, you would have just been making it, surely.
Okay, maybe 10 years ago.
Ah, well, the Wayway Backward Machine.
I know, 15 years ago would have been more or less when we made the site, yeah.
Okay, I like it. I want it to be true,
yeah.
Therefore it's true.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Well, unfortunately, for me, it's true. It's very much true. It was a great, great website.
The Fresh Melons.
Fresh Melons,
they need to make a comeback.
I think we do, really, because now we can definitely make better websites. Better we might even be reviews. Able to afford to put it on freshmelons.com and not geocities/5784/2E7B98. It's like someone's router code.
Quiz.
Well, interestingly, we've
Johnny Depp.
No, we've done Johnny Depp already.
I just saw him on a thing and I thought I was picking at random.
No. Is this going to be the Teenage Muslim Ballerinas quiz? Because I know all about that now.
It's not. But it is slightly related to what we were talking about earlier, because you mentioned Katie Holmes, and this is the Tom Cruise quiz.
Ooh. Cool. Yeah.
How much do you guys know about the T-Quizzle?
Okay, I know that he is into Scientology. I know that he jumped on the couch once. I know that Oprah is currently in an advert promoting bread. She goes, I still eat bread. I had lots of bread today. I haven't cut bread out of my diet, and apparently this is a revolutionary thing.
That was more information than I was expecting.
Is that a Tom Cruise fact?
It's not a point.
Distant relative.
Okay, well, so Simon has a good amount of knowledge.
I know that if you draw a line down the middle of his face, his front tooth is like right down the middle.
And he gets really annoyed.
I know that they're based Aladdin,
yeah,
kind of on Tom Cruise. And I know that the film...
This is a new way to do the quiz.
Yeah, I'm just going to rack up some points early.
Well, maybe I should stop you then.
Live, Die, Repeat was called something else and was released here. Do you have that in your facts?
Hey? It was called
Edge of Tomorrow.
Tom Cruise, You Snooze, You Lose.
It was Tom Cruise in the movie with the worst end ever. All right, let's do this thing.
Okay, well, as you know, we're going to start with round one.
Yeah.
And
round Tom Cruise.
Well, this is Mission Impossible round one.
Okay.
Because
okay.
It's the first...
Yeah, that
anyway,
makes sense.
Question one. With his savings, what did he buy when he was 12? So in other words, he saved up for something when he was 12. What did he buy?
A yacht.
A yacht is incorrect.
A toy yacht.
I think it's going to be one of those things that relates to his career. So I'm going to say a video camera.
Is incorrect. Dylan was slightly close in that it's a form of transport.
A scooter.
Oh, you're so close.
Skateboard.
No.
Rollerblades.
No. Motorbike.
Is the right answer. Well,
I think
done.
Scooter kind of works, surely.
Which kind of scooter were you thinking?
An electric one.
No, you're probably thinking of the other one.
That's sorry. It's
safe to give me the points. It's really fine.
That's a bit hectic.
It's gone. Right, question. It's
one rule for me, one rule for Simon.
Yeah, the same rule. Question two. What did the Church of Scientology study courses help him overcome?
His fear of sadness.
Only
his fear of being on stage or something like that.
No,
his shortness, being sad that he's so short.
No,
why not? Could have.
No. His failed relationships.
It's something to do. It's like a kind of. It's a learning type of disability. Is the right answer. Wow. Question three. In 2002, what was he wearing that he had to take off when shooting movies?
High heels of some sort, probably.
No.
An earring?
No.
Sunglasses.
It is facial.
An eyebrow ring?
No.
A lip ring?
It's a false
it's
nose.
It's more medical, actually.
False teeth.
Getting closer.
A hearing false aid. Tongue.
No.
Braces.
Is the right answer. He had braces and he had to take them off for movies. That sounds painful.
Braces off for movies.
That's not really does. Okay, question four. Since 2006, October 10 has been recognized as Tom Cruise Day in Japan, honoring the fact that he's done what?
Jumped on Oprah's couch.
No.
Filmed movies there.
No.
Kind of put them on the map via some movie thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That he's done like 50 films or something like that.
I don't accept
it's
that.
Could be
buzz.
A mountain of films.
That was a half-assed buzz.
I'm gonna give it to Simon unless you can get closer.
With that 50 films thing.
Yeah.
Never won an Oscar.
No. Okay. I'm gonna give it to Simon because he's visited the country more than any other Western actor.
That has nothing to do with what Simon said.
He's close already enough.
That
me
is
the points.
Ridiculous.
Close enough for me. Okay, so we're going to move on to Mission Impossible Round 2, which is filming good. You have to tell me which film he was not in out of these five. Here we go. Endless Love, Taps, The Outsiders, Losing It, Severance.
Losing It.
I'm going to go for Taps.
Are you going to beep on that?
Beep. Taps.
Thank you very much. You're both wrong. It was Severance.
What's Losing It?
Just made it up. Losing It is a movie.
Well, yeah.
wasn't he losing
Thanks,
it on
IMDb.
Oprah's couch?
A little bit. Have you seen the video where he lightning bolts Oprah?
Because
he's kind of holding her hands and pushing her onto
like
the couch
the
and then
yeah,
they've added like lightning bolts.
That is quite funny.
That's very, awesome. Very good. Okay, we're moving on to Mission Impossible Round 3 and it's finished the...
Scientology. There we go. He did finish it.
Let's finish the quote. And here we go. The first quote is, "Nothing ends nicely. That's why."
I turned to religion.
No.
That's why I play haunted characters sometimes.
No.
And that's why I don't watch my own films.
No.
That's why I married Katie Holmes.
No.
Ooh,
no.
Why'd you buzz off?
I was expecting I need a buzz for that.
You
yes,
did.
It's correct.
Yeah. So nothing ends nicely. That's why.
That's why I'm a film star.
No. That's why it ends, apparently. That's what he said. Rather, the second quote is, "I don't care who you are. Life has."
No happy endings.
Lots of potential.
I'm going to give that to Dylan. It's challenges.
Yeah.
Close enough.
It's very, very close.
And the last quote is, "If you have kids, it is the most important thing to..."
Bath them. Otherwise, they get really dirty.
That is true.
Sick.
It's not what he said.
Save for their college.
Also, good... I mean, this is just good advice for the listeners.
It's good to encourage them. To love them. Hold them.
No.
Make them laugh.
I'm going to give that to Dylan because the answer was create good times.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So
may as well give it to Dylan.
That was close enough. We're going to move on to Mission Impossible Round 4, distant relative. Now, did you know that at school he did wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. That's not a fact. I mean, it is a fact, but it's not one of the things. And
I thought
so,
yes was the right answer to that question.
And so this distant relative is Greco-Roman wrestling, as in ancient
wrestling.
Okay. I'm actually an expert in all this. Well, good. And some of the things I might say you might not have written down.
Okay.
Because the internet's not always as smart as me on this matter.
Just go check freshmelons.com for the wrestling real facts.
Okay, well then this question's for you. Question one: what kind of move is a suplex? Dylan.
It's a throw.
Is the right answer.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, can you give me some more information? I'll give you a bonus point.
You hold the guy's neck under your arm and fling him over your head and back as you fall backwards.
Wow. My answer is a throw in which the offensive wrestler, he's an offensive wrestler,
yeah,
lifts his opponent in a high arc while falling backward on his own neck to a bridge in order to bring his opponent's shoulders down on the mat. That's Look, what you said.
I mean, for an expert in Roman Greco wrestling... I fancy the suplex most.
Incredible. So, did you know that, Simon?
Obviously. I mean, it's two things.
You just didn't
buzz
in time.
Wrestling, it's sad. It's also a very warm liquid beverage that has been built upon itself so that there's two on one.
I like it.
Suplex.
I'm going to give you a point for that. Question two is, which part of your anatomy are you specifically not allowed to use when trying to get your opponent's shoulders on the mat?
You're not allowed to use your foot.
I'm going to give that to you because it's legs. So
yeah. Foot's attached to legs. So.
Exactly. You wouldn't be allowed to use your foot. Were you going to say that?
No, I wasn't.
You didn't know that. Okay. No. Well, now you've learned something.
Thanks.
I can give you a lecture later on.
I look forward to
maybe
it.
Maybe later. The last question, all right, is in 1896, how many wrestlers entered the first Greco-Roman event at the modern Olympics? Closest answer. Dylan buzzed
12.
In first. 12.
I'm going to say 3.
Simon is closer with 5 is the right answer. But unfortunately, that doesn't bring him up enough. Dylan wins the quiz with 6 points to 5.
Wow.
Well done.
Oh, it's interesting where we'll be coming to. We have lost a wrestling quiz.
I'm doing, I think, Sean Hart music.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm doing Boink the Clown's hands.
Doink.
I like to call him Boy. Well, guys, we've reached another episode end. It's been great having you here in your iPod. Other listening devices are available, and we shall see you next week if we don't just randomly not do one.
Bye.
Like last time. Bye.
Bye.